you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Howdy, everyone, and welcome to episode number 93 of the Mind Body Peak Performance Podcast. Today, we're switching things up and recording with not one, but two great guests from the Silver Biotics team. It's been just about 3 years since immune health and immunity and natural immunity and immune function have been in the limelight. But there's been one particular ingredient that's been largely skipped over, forgotten, neglected, and has quite impressive potential, including, unlike most drugs and medications, repeated use does not confer antibiotic resistance. But just because you see this ingredient on the label, you're not guaranteed effectiveness or safety. So in this one, we discuss colloidal silver, true colloidal silver, and what the Silver Biotics team has been doing that sets them apart. Joining us is Steve Ravelli and Kelly Gray. Steve brings the science and how all of this works, and Kelly brings the real-world applications and how it fits into the regimen, into the DIY at-home first aid kit. The links to everything we discuss will be at mindbodypeak.com/93. And if you decide you want to pick up some Silver Biotics products for you, your loved ones, your pets, you can use the code URBAN, and that'll actually save you 30% on anything and everything. I recently went to a friend's wedding where I knew there would be some festivities and late nights and exposure to some less than favorable environments, and I made sure to pack my Silver Biotics with me as a simple line of secondary defense. Okay, now let's bring them in. Steve and Kelly, welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So we were talking offline about a belief you have around social media and how it pertains to silver.
Yes, kind of one of my pet peeves. Being a scientist, and I guess I'm a science nerd, I look at science. I look at evidence. I look at proof. And unfortunately, a lot of times on the internet, on social media, if somebody says something and it's said enough and repeated enough, then all of a sudden it becomes viral, even though that it's not true. And I think a lot of that's true about how silver works in our health. Mm.
Earlier, I was looking at your website, and it seems that silver has a long history of use for human health purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, way, way back, there's an old adage that came from probably medieval times that person was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And that's probably true. And a lot of the royals, the lords or whatever else, they had real silverware, and they were actually a lot healthier than everybody else, the peasants, because they were getting kind of a daily dose of silver into their systems. The pioneers, when they came across the plains, they would put silver coins in their water barrels, and they found out that they wouldn't get contaminated quite as much as if they didn't have silver coins in their water barrels. And so there's a lot of old uses for silver that's been proven. Mm.
Yeah, I'm on your website right now, and I see the history nicely laid out, starting back with the Greeks using it to keep water and liquids fresh, and then going on to the Romans, then throughout the Middle Ages, Australian settlers, then the American pioneers, after that, the period of the 1800s, then World War I, and now today. Let's start out today with the unusual or non-negotiables you two have done for your health, your performance, and your bioharmony.
So I'm pretty basic, simple. Nutrition has always been a big part of my life. So I keep my nutrition clean. I'm always looking at ingredients, which kind of annoys everyone at the office. I think they're like, gosh, Kelly and her blue, red dye. My background's in nutrition. So I would say that's the biggest thing biohacking wise. And then obviously movement and really focusing on what brings me joy. That has been the other biggest biohack, just focusing on all the things that brings me the most happiness.
That's a good one. That's a big part of my daily routine is before I go to sleep, I think about if I do nothing else, what will make tomorrow a win? And that way I wake up with energy and passion and excitement.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I think for myself, I'm a retired educator. Well, retirement for educators means we go from three jobs to two jobs. And so this is one of my jobs. But also I was coach for 30 years. And I coached cross country, track and field, and a weird sport called bobsled and skeleton. As being a coach and looking after athletes and making sure that their nutrition is number one. I mean, I had a cross country athlete. She was maybe 70 pounds wet. I mean, just very lean person, and doing workouts with her. We actually required her to eat a pint of ice cream every night after practice because she just needed the calories. Yeah. And, and going through, all the vitamins and minerals that athletes need for that, you know, I've become, you know, very cognizant of what my needs are, especially in aging years. So that's, you know, I'm just very, very cognizant of whole body health and wellness. Mm.
And how did you guys get involved in Silver then?
Well, I actually have been involved with Silver probably from the beginning of our company, American Biotech Labs. And it was my neighbor's company. It still is my neighbor's company. And so he's been after me for years to retire from education to go work full time. And so when that came about, I was able to do that about 7 or 8 years ago, full time into the company. And for me, it's just it's a joy every day to go to work because I get to do something new. I get to try out new things. I get to play with awesome equipment. And so for me, it's just a joy to go to work and make the product. Mm-hmm.
How did I get here? That's a great question. My background is in skincare. I'm a trained licensed master esthetician. And from there, I actually went into nutrition. I got really sick back in, 2015, with Epstein-Barr virus. I didn't know at the time. And I had been, doctor to doctor to doctor, couldn't figure out what it was. So really took the deep dive into wellness, read book after book, found Anthony Williams. Actually, I don't know if you're familiar with who he is, but he taught me all about Epstein-Barr virus and bacteria and gut health and a few other people. But then somehow I got mixed into marketing and I met a lot of people and are now vice president at Silver Biotics. Recruited me because he heard from a friend of a friend that I was networking. And so now I'm here.
Yeah. Silver seems like one of those topics that is fairly controversial. I know I first encountered it maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it seemed like there was one camp that thought it was incredibly promising and had all kinds of applications, and the others that were more concerned about the potential impact and detriment to the gut microbiome and other things along those. But the idea of consuming a metal, I've always found a bit off-putting.
I'm a chemist and I'm a microbiologist and so when they say a metal, well, guess what? Sodium is a metal. Potassium is a metal. Iron is a metal. And iron is not too far away from from silver on the periodic table. So when they say consuming metals, well, we have to have metals. We have to have metals or else we're done. We can't survive. Life goes with metals and chemicals. That's what we're after here. So the topic becomes, well, is silver a heavy metal?
Yes.
And because, you know, the FDA is kind of on that same wagon, like, okay, we don't think silver is very good for you because it's a heavy metal. Well, turns out that silver, by definition, chemical definition, is it a heavy metal or not? That's kind of the argument. And you can play both sides of that. Silver is a metal. I'm not going to call it a heavy metal. I'm just going to call it a metal. The nice thing about silver, and actually gold is in that same category, is that it has no direct effect on your metabolism. It is not included. It is not taken in by your metabolic chemical pathways in any way. Mm. So is it harmful to the human body? No. It's just not harmful. It just doesn't play a role in the human body's chemical nature. Now, can some silvers cause some problems with the human body? And if we want to go into that, the answer is definitely yes. There are some silvers out there that are not necessarily considered dangerous, but I certainly wouldn't take them into my body. Our silver is perfectly okay to take as much as you want to in the body with our labeled instructions. And you can use it every day. Our label says 3 teaspoons or 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. And you can do that every day of your life. If you're sick, if you're not sick, it really doesn't matter. And again, our unique, you know, patented silver particle, I think it's just a miracle that, you know, that the company stumbled upon that particle. And, you know, the chemical nature of it, it's a solid silver particle. It's very small, between 5 and 15 nanometers. But covering that silver particle is what makes it work. And it's a coating of a special silver oxide that is highly antimicrobial. It just kills bacteria. It kills fungus. It kills molds. And so we are just so lucky to have that particle available to us to do the things that we need to do for our health.
Does that mean that most other colloidal silver products do not have that coating?
Well, colloidal silver, that's another topic. Most silvers out there are not colloidal silvers. I know they put it on the label, and it's always been on the labels, but they don't really meet the standard of what a true colloid is. A true colloid is a particle that's usually between 5 and 90 to 100 nanometers that stays suspended in a solution, in a solvent, and usually it's water, of course. Most silvers that are out there are not particles, but they're actually ions, single silver atoms that have lost an electron. And that's where people have run into problems taking that particular product, because it turns out that single silver ions, they tend to stay in your body. They don't want to necessarily leave the body, and they find a place to hang out, which is usually in the adipose tissue, in the dermal layers of the skin. And that's where we get this little funny thing called argyria happening, where, you know, you turn blue, you turn gray with, you know, taking copious amounts of silver. We have human ingestion studies where we actually have proven scientifically that our product actually clears out of the body, usually between 36 and 72 hours. It does what it's supposed to do, and then it leaves. It never actually builds up in the body like your ionic silvers do. So when you have, you know, and there's other silvers out there that are, you know, coated silvers. Some are coated with proteins, and some are coated with fats, and some are coated with sugars. And, you know, they say that to make it more bioavailable, because if it's a fat, well, your body takes in fat. If it's a protein, your body takes in protein. Our silver doesn't need that type of a coating. Our silver particle is actually very, very stable, and it enters the bloodstream. It does what it's supposed to do, and then it leaves as an immune support.
I never considered that although certain metals you want and are required to power your metabolic machinery, such as iron, there's a very narrow therapeutic range. And if you can start indiscriminately supplementing it, you can have issues. But then if you take in a non-essential metal, like a high quality silver that actually leaves the body, you're not going to potentially go too high and overload the body with a metal.
Correct. I mean, with our silver particle, according to the EPA, and the FDA really doesn't have a regulation on this, but the EPA have done lots of tests for what they call LD50s. And those are toxic levels of certain chemicals. And to reach that EPA level of our chemical, you'd have to consume about 1,800 gallons of it a day. Yeah, so you're never going to reach that toxic level of silver with our product.
How else does silver work in the body? Like once you consume it in whatever manner that is, what is it doing?
What it's doing is it's taking care of what we call the biolobe. The bioload. And that's kind of what our immune support is. What does your immune system do? It's trying to fight off things that don't belong in the body. Microbes, bacteria, yeast molds, things like that, parasites. What silver does is it actually starts to lower that bioload by inhibiting the growth of those particular pathogens and let the immune system work efficiently to do what it's supposed to do. And that's how we call that immune support. The nice thing about our silver particle is it doesn't affect the probiotics in the body whatsoever. And that's a key point because other silvers, it all comes down to concentration. At a point, even our silver becomes what we call cytotoxic. And that's above that 35 ppm or parts per million stage of concentration. But the nice thing about it is that our product is usually a 10 ppm concentration of silver, which has no ability to harm the probiotics whatsoever. I saw a product on the internet the other day that says it's 20,000 parts per million silver. And I'm going, oh my heavens, I would never take that into my body.
Is there any regulation around this? Why are they able to create a product that has, well, I don't know how many X over the limit that would be?
No, there's no limitation because on the bottom of their label, it says this product has not been, you know, registered with the FDA. And so, yeah, those problems exist out there on other products.
It's the wild, wild west.
People fall into the camp, the illusion, myself included previously, that more is better. And in this case, more certainly is not better over that 30 ppm, 35 ppm. Limit.
That's true.
How does the silver know? And I say know loosely because it doesn't have thinking capacity, but how does it only target pathogens rather than the probiotics and beneficial gut flora?
That's a great question. Well, it turns out that a lot of people don't understand, being from a microbiology standpoint, people don't understand the difference between like a pathogenic bacteria versus a probiotic bacteria. Pathogenic bacteria are actually quite fragile in comparison to a probiotic bacteria. And so our silver is able to basically find out or find those pathogens that are quite fragile and target them. Yeah. So is it targeting the probiotics? It is, but the probiotics are tough enough that they are not affected by the silver. You know, it's kind of like, for example, you have a bacterium all over your skin called Staphylococcus aureus. It's an opportunist, and so you can get an infection from it. You know, if your immune system is compromised, or if you have a wound, or something else like that. And there's probiotic bacteria, like the lactobacteria, that helps you digest lactose. People don't understand that comparing those two bacteria is like comparing you to a giraffe. They are totally different organisms. But they're all bacteria.
Yeah.
Kind of like we're all mammals, but you don't want to compare us to a giraffe.
Would E. coli that we have inside our body fall into that same camp?
Absolutely.
So there's an obvious immune component, and does that target other pathogens outside of bacteria as well?
We've done testing on Aspergillus, and everybody knows that as black mold. You know, you've heard about black mold being very toxic, and we've done it with Candida, which is a yeast that usually causes infections in the body as well. And our product does very well with both of those and inhibiting the growth of those.
Mm. And Candida is a nasty one to try and get rid of.
It can be for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys personally stack it with any other like immunomodulating things? Like, for example, I've been using your immune support and I have a little nasal spray here and I emptied that out and I filled it up and I've been working on getting rid of some biofilms that I have in my nasal cavity, and I've been using that plus nasal insufflation with ozone and then using a little bit of oil of oregano carefully, and it seems to be working very well. Do you guys stack it with anything else?
I know that we have a lozenge that has vitamin C with it, which is, you know, an immune booster as well. Mm-hmm. Kelly, go ahead.
I've stacked it with ozone, and that has worked wonders for me. I've also stacked it with other things like zinc and magnesium. And I do kind of do this routine of on and off silver. I do a week long of silver, and then I do a week long of probiotics, and then I do a week long of silver, and then a week long of probiotics, just to, in my mind, it's making a huge difference for my gut health, because kind of decreasing that bio load and then filling it up with all of the beneficial probiotic bacteria.
Yeah, that sounds like a good protocol. Even if silver is not toxic in any way, it's nice to give the body a little break from things that we do constantly just so that it can adapt.
Absolutely.
On the topic of immunity, is this one of those things that you can take before as a defense measure and then during to speed up the course of whatever it is?
I use it in both senses, actually. Last year, I was supposed to go to the Olympics in Beijing as an official. And so I was so careful all the way through and did what I was supposed to do to prepare for it. And we had to go to Europe to do some officiating over there to get ready for the games. And for some reason, silver did not get in my suitcase. Oh. And I'm going, oh no, this is not going to end well. So we were okay. We came back and we were supposed to fly out for Beijing. And 3 days after I got off the plane to Europe, I was positive with COVID.
Oh no.
So I wasn't able to go to the games. And so I thought, oh, you know, and I look back and that's just one of the biggest regrets of my life is not making sure I had my silver in my suitcase when I went to Europe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's, you can use it to prevent, you can use it to help the immune system if it's under distress. Absolutely.
When I was looking through the research, as I always do before I write an article, I've come across all kinds of different things for different modalities and all the wide-ranging effects and benefits they can have. But a lingering question I have with all therapies, including silver, is the magnitude of effect. Like, is this going to make a huge difference, or is this going to be one of those little things that can make a difference if you're doing everything else perfectly?
I think so. You know, especially when we get into not necessarily the immune support, but some of our wound care products, which has the same silver particle in it. I know personally that the wound care products that we have saved my father's life. He's type 2 diabetic. He has cubitus ulcers all the time on his legs. He was a truck driver. Very didn't take care of himself whatsoever health-wise. And those wound care products with the silver has healed up the wounds and saved his life. So absolutely, I have some firsthand knowledge of how silver works.
Let's talk more about that then, because I'm curious about the different uses for silver. You mentioned wound care, and I believe you have a lot of information and research on how it can improve wounds and change the healing process. But can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have actually an FDA cleared 510K product that is used in hospitals under prescription, and we have an over-the-counter counterpart to that same product. It's considered to be a medical device, in fact. And you put it in the wound, and it does. It takes care of that bile load. You know, a wound is supposed to heal with skin cells and epidermal cells actually in migration across the wound to close the wound. But if it is infected with a microbiome, something in there, bacteria, you know, fungus or mold, it's actually inhibiting those cells and actually probably killing those cells to close the wound. And those wounds take a long time to heal. They can get infected. But our product actually clears out that bile load and acts as a covering, a protective covering over those skin cells so they can close a lot faster. And that's how it helps healing in that process.
Who's currently using your products? I think it's not just your everyday consumer, but some institutions as well.
Yeah, IHC, which is our Intermountain Healthcare has it in their formulary, and so they're using it in their hospitals, and it is for lacerations, burns, abrasions, pressure ulcers, and so basically any type of wound, you could put that silver in there, and it will help the healing process.
And how would this compare to something like Neosporin or like a typical ointment you use on a cut?
Well, we've done head-to-head testing with Neosporin and the triple antibiotic ointments and things like that. Mm-hmm. And our silver outperforms those, not necessarily just in one day, but it outperforms it in 2 and 3 and 4 days, even 7 days. We've done testing up to 28 days with our product on a head-to-head test. And our products, we have those test results available, outperforms those triple antibiotic products.
And the products that you sell, you have it like a million different forms of silver. It seems like it can be used in a bunch of different ways. If I was to get the liquid as I have right here in front of me, could I use this on a wound as well? Or would I only want to use the cream or ointment?
Well, the gel is set up so it stays in the wound. We actually have a product that has been recently cleared by the FDA 510 as a wound wash. And it is basically the same type of formula as what you were holding in your hand. And we can use that as a wound wash as well.
Okay. So we have immune defense, we have wounds. And I mentioned how I'm using it to get through a biofilm faster. What else? Like, where else are you guys seeing this commonly used, either with other folks or yourselves?
I feel like I use it for everything. I honestly, I use the immune support to wash my fruits and vegetables. I use it for my kids. I know a bunch of people use our pet vet. I don't know if you have seen that product, but it can be used on cats, dogs. I think the only one that you don't want to use it on is fish. Don't pour it in your fish water. Yeah, I mean, you can really biohack a lot of different ways with silver.
When you said that you're using it to clean your fruit or your food, are you using that to clean it from pathogens or from like contaminants such as glyphosate and residues of certain things that you wouldn't want to consume?
That is a great question. Silver, like we were saying, decreases the bio load on everything. It kind of gets rid of pathogens, microbes, anything that is on that fruit. So I actually just put a teaspoon in water of my purified water in my fruit, and I mix it around and let it sit for a second. And then to me, it's clean.
Would this work inside a diffuser? If I ran a diffuser in my room and I say load it up on Thieves essential oil or the germ blend, or whatever it's called, could I add silver to that and still get the benefits by diffusing it into the air, or would the heat degrade the silver?
So our silver product is heat stable, and it's completely stable from heat and cold. I do that exact thing. I put it in my diffuser with some Thieves oil, and I diffuse it all throughout my house, and I feel like it makes a difference.
Our immune support, when we take our immune support, is labeled. It actually absorbs through the body through the oral cavity and the esophagus very, very quickly. And so those are mucous membranes. And so it does actually absorb through the mucous membranes, you know, anywhere in the body as well.
I was just about to ask about that because I was thinking that you could use this as like an alternative to oil pulling or to hydrogen peroxide in the mouth to clean it, to possibly disinfect it, because as I interviewed Dr. Thomas Livy a while back, he mentioned how if you don't address the bile load in your mouth, every time you bite, you swallow, you're reintroducing that throughout your system.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where they come up with a lot of dental procedures that I've seen that some dentists around this local area are using the silver, even in implants. And, you know, they have great success with that. And so they've even used it on my wife when she's had some extractions, and they put the bone matrix and mix it with the silver and put it in there. And it actually creates better better bone than without that, without Zimmer.
Does it have any downsides? Like we were mentioning that the right particle, the right concentration will not harm the microbiome. But for example, would I not want to take this after a workout because it would blunt the beneficial effects of the workout or anything along those lines?
Well, we have the immune support. We have the wound care. We actually have cosmetics, some lotions and creams that work really well for skin irritations. And out of the millions and millions of products that we've sold, we've never had a complaint or an adverse reaction of any kind at any time.
So skin irritation, would that be inflammation or some kind of microbial problem?
Irritations can range from, you know, autoimmune type things to infections. Burns, definitely burn is a skin irritation. Mm-hmm. And so our products are used well with those types of ailments. Hmm.
Okay. And for pets, is the use just to feed them a couple drops? That is there a main difference between the product for humans and for pets aside from the concentration, I'm guessing?
They're actually very similar. And Steve has a great story about an alley cat that he saved one time with the pet vet gel. So I'll let him tell that story because it's a good one.
Well, it was when the first company started. The Mullers came up to me and said, well, here, try this gel. You know, it works really good on stuff. And so I had this old tabby alley cat, always in fights and stuff like that. Came home with a big scab on the top of his head. And so I thought, well, it doesn't look very good. It looks kind of swollen. So I, you know, got the scab off and I could look down in the hole and see the cat's skull. It was pretty infected. So I thought, well, all right, we'll try this. So I took the tube and I squirted it down the hole and the fur puffed up, you know, and I'm going, okay, we'll see. And a week later, it was all healed up. I thought, okay, this stuff works pretty good.
So it works on virtually all life outside of fish?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any caveats or things to know before using it regularly as I've been doing?
The only thing that I've heard of is, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong with this, don't mix it with salt. So if you take a electrolyte drink, don't mix it with it. But other than that, I don't think that there's any.
No, that's the only, I guess you could call that a contraindication, is to take it with high salt content. And that's high salt content. Anything that is, you know, super salty, you want to wait until that goes through your system and out of your system, because that does affect our particles.
So how long would that be? Like an hour?
Oh, no, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. The other use I was just considering for this would be when I'm traveling and I'm going to be somewhere that might not have the cleanest food, such as sushi in the middle of the country or in a different country. And I'm a little worried about catching something from that, whether it's a blatant acute infection or it's a subclinical infection. Could I take a shot of immune support right afterward to like help mitigate potential consequences?
I do. I certainly do. Traveling abroad or whatever else, you know, a restaurant that looks kind of, well, maybe. Yes, I do.
What other kind of research is there on silver, whether that's your products specifically or it's just silver in general in terms of human health?
A lot of studies out there, and there are quite a few studies out there. Actually, back in the old days when I was born, they used to squirt some silver nitrate gel in your eyes for, you know, infections during birth. They still in the hospitals, they use silver sulfadiazine in wound care. That used to be the go-to thing, but now they're discovering our product and they're saying, okay, well, this works as well, if not better. Mm-hmm. And so there are, you know, a lot of studies with silver out there and with health and wellness and wound care. But we do believe with our studies that ours is superior.
Why is silver not more popular, given it's been around for so long? It seems to still be a semi-fringe topic.
This is my favorite question. When I first started learning about silver, I was like, why does the whole world know about this? It's amazing. But I just think it's purely education. It's people are not educated, and the other ingredients or products have kind of been pushed to the forefront because maybe they're less expensive, which actually I learned by Steve, that's not true. Silver is very affordable in the way we make it, right? But yeah, I think there needs to be more education on all of the amazing miracle purposes it has.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the things to look for when evaluating a silver product. The first thing being a safe parts per million, a safe concentration.
Yeah, and then I look to see, you know, if it is ionic. And a lot of the colloids out there, they won't tell you that it's ionic. But if you look at some of the other ingredients possibly with it, you can kind of tell that it's ionic. And particle size has a lot to do with it as well. A lot of those coated particles are very large, and the body really just doesn't accept very large particles whatsoever, especially going in through the mucosa. If you can somehow protect that particle with some of the coatings they have out there, it will make it through the stomach. And, you know, there's some bioavailability. And so, you know, the bioavailability, concentration, if it's an ionic versus a true colloid, those are probably things that I would look for.
Is there anything else that flies under the radar?
There's some companies out there that say, if you can't see it, it must not be there. Well, our product is a very small particle, so no, you can't see it. But there are products out there that are colored. And those colored products are very concentrated, and that's what makes them concentrated, is the silver becomes so concentrated, it starts to react with UV light, for an example. And so, I mean, silver, that's what they use it in photographic film, because it was reactive with light. And so those products that are colored, they're really concentrated, and so you can tell that based on the day they do have a color. Our product is colorless because the particles are very, very small, and they're not in a lot of concentration, but they're very efficient in what they do.
So would that be like over 25,000 parts per million to start getting the coloring effect?
You can start getting color effect over 50 parts per million.
Oh.
Yeah, they will start to color very slightly, but there's some other products out there that are usually 100 to 200 parts per million that you can see they're very colored. Mm.
I know we've touched on this several times in different ways now, but we've talked about stability of your products, and I'm curious if oxidation is a concern. If I leave the bottle open or I open it, will it still be viable in a year, 2 years? What about like exposure to UV light?
Light is a problem. Yeah, UV light, because eventually all silver will react with UV light. That's why our products are either in an amber or a cobalt blue bottle, is to mitigate the light situation. But if you have it in a clear bottle, it would take probably years for it to actually start to oxidize. And leaving it open to the environment, as long as it's protected from light, is not an issue.
Well, that's good to know. It makes a good addition to the first aid kit then.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually have some customers that actually are putting it in first aid kits in Walmart and other big box stores.
What are some of the other things that you think people should know about silver that we haven't discussed so far?
Ooh, I'm trying to think of what we haven't discussed. I think we went through almost everything that I feel like is a big topic. Probiotics, that's the biggest one. Our particle is truly a miracle particle. It can determine the good bugs from the bad bugs. We went over modes of action. Did you want to go into modes of action a little bit?
Absolutely. I can put my chemist hat on and definitely do that. The way our particle is designed is, like I mentioned earlier, it's a solid silver core, but it has this coating of special silver oxide on it. And so that silver oxide is actually attached to the silver by electrostatic and some covalent bonding as well. It's really attached well to the silver particle. So what happens is, the way silver works, any silver works, is that I said it was missing an electron. I talked about that earlier with the single silver ions. Well, this special silver oxide coating that we have on our particle is actually missing several electrons. Normally, they're missing just one. So it's silver plus one, that charge. the silvers that we have, we call it an Ag404 combination of silver and oxygen. One of them actually is at a plus one, but the other silver atom is at a plus three. So it's missing two additional electrons, which makes it very hungry for electrons. Well, it turns out that we're all held together by chemical bonds. Electrons make up those chemical bonds. And so if our silver particle approaches, like, say, a pathogen, which is a very fragile type cell to begin with, people don't really think that, but they are, that silver, the silver ions attached to that silver coating actually will start stealing electrons away from, like, the cell wall of the bacterium or the fungus or the yeast, and actually rip holes in it. And it basically kind of, bleeds to death. We call it lysis.
This sounds like a free radical, but from what you're describing, it now sounds like a selective free radical that targets only certain necessary subsets of the body.
Absolutely. Well, and then once it does, it can actually, some bacterium and other pathogens actually have special pumps that will pump the silver into it, into the cell body, the body of the cell. Unknowingly, what it's actually pumping, it says, oh, let's try this. Let's eat that. You know, that's the way those organisms work. They feed on about anything. So once the silver gets into the cell, it actually combines with some of the enzymes in the cell for protein production and also for nucleic acid replication. So it inhibits the cell from replicating.
Wow, there's a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I may have said it too fast.
Does anyone combine silver with other metals, say gold? Because I know gold is sometimes used to, like, enhance the bioavailability of certain things and to increase, like, the spectrum of effects the compound can have.
The only thing I've ever seen in publications is that some people have matched up silver with gold to put into joint cavities to take care of inflammation due to arthritis. That's the only thing I've really seen kind of, partnered up with the silver.
Do people ever inject silver?
I don't know. I know that we definitely do not. That's kind of, for different reasons. I'd rather get my silver kind of naturally ingested into the body through my mucous membranes instead of injecting it. It's a little scary.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just thinking if there's a certain infection or something you can't reach through the GI tract or from topical application, if there would be use there.
Well, our silver particle, it goes into the bloodstream. Oh. So it is absorbed through the oral and esophageal mucosas. And where else is it going to go? It's going to go into the bloodstream. Then it's excreted through the kidneys, and it's excreted through the liver as well.
So if you have something traveling through your bloodstream that shouldn't be there, whether it's an infection or something else, the silver will have the opportunity to interact with it.
Believe it or not, we all have pathogens in our bloodstreams right now. They're kept at bay with our immune system. But there's certain times where our immune system becomes compromised, and those we become septic. Our silver is in the bloodstream, and it is supporting the immune system by taking care of that bile load in the blood.
Someone very close to me suffered from a major, I don't know if bout is the right term, but episode of sepsis, and they did the whole washing out of that cavity and everything. And I'm wondering if silver could have been very protective for them.
Of course.
Cool. Well, let's start to wind this one down. I think there's a lot here to digest with the modes of action and the benefits and the uses. But if there was a burning of the books around the world and you two got to save three works of any teacher, who would you choose and why?
Ooh, wow. This is gonna wow. All the books. Now I'm trying to think of which one.
I'd probably have to go with one of my favorite is A Brief History of Time. Let's see. Three books.
Interviews, textbooks, podcasts, whatever you want from whenever you want.
Ooh, okay. So podcasts. I don't know if you know him, Freddie Kimmel. He has the Beautifully Broken podcast, and he's a big biohacker. He's magnetic, and I don't know if that's the word for him, but he is so knowledgeable and I just feel like can rip things apart to where you can understand everything he talks about, everything he teaches. So he's definitely one of my biggest mentors as of today. Another one, I'm in the world of marketing, right? So Jenna Kutcher, she has the book, How Are You Really? That was probably a book that I'd like to save. And then Marie Forleo is another with her book is Everything's Figureoutable. She has a podcast. I think those are my three people that I would.
Yep. Two marketers.
two marketers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's do a quick rapid fire round and then we will call it a day. What are you guys currently interested in or researching outside of silver?
Outside of silver. My current interest is High Performance Habits. Probably another book I should have mentioned, High Performance Habits. I've been researching just how to live a better life, more joyful life, and what habits I can create daily that'll make that happen. Steve, do you have anything?
I'll go on this one. I may have three on this one. One of my passions is tinkering, building things. So I'm kind of building some EV stuff on mountain bikes and different types, modes of transportation, personally, some scooters for my grandkids, you know, and so that kind of stuff there. I like to fabricate and I like to build things.
Yeah, I got that feeling from talking to you and seeing the way your mind works. What's been the best life-changing, atypical purchase under $500?
Some of the tools I bought. I minted DeWalt cordless. And so I do spend a lot of time tinkering and building and fabricating, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And I grew up as an auto mechanic too. So I have a 1969 Dodge Charger, which I've had since I was 16 years old. Wow. And so the upkeep on that and just kind of playing with that. And I like toys. You know, I'm a big toy person. Yeah. I'm an outdoors type toy person. Lately I've been into long distance shooting just for fun. I love to shoot my bow and arrow and not necessarily use it at all, but I do love to shoot it and see if I can hit something a half a mile away.
Yeah.
Not with the bow and arrow.
I love the outdoors, and I agree with you that some of the best purchases I've made have been upgrading the tools, whatever they are, that I use on a frequent basis. And every time I do it, I look back and think to myself, oh, why didn't I do this earlier?
Or why didn't we have it when we were younger?
Yeah, that too.
So technology has come a long way, and I do love technology. I believe technology in even, you know, using the silver products or anything in our lives, you know, we can use that technology to a useful end. But there's so much technologies that's, you know, it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. But technology is out there for us to create a better lives for ourselves, both personally and our well-being and our health. But of course, we know you have to look at that, you know, long and hard to see if those technologies are real.
Yeah. Well, speaking of using silver, if people are interested in trying out some of your products or connecting with you, how do they find you on the internet?
So you can find us on Instagram at silverbiotics and then silverbiotics.com. That's our website. And I should add in, we do have a medical line. We talked a little bit about our wound care and our silver gel. You can find us at silverstat.com for those medical FDA cleared products.
And you guys did set up a discount for my audience if they use the code URBAN. I have in my notes that it saves them 30%, but that seems high. Is it really 30%?
That is correct.
Wow. Thank you.
Of course.
We're more than happy to help people out there.
Get the silver in as many hands and potentially mouths as possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. One other rapid fire question and we will call it a day. What is one thing the Silver Biotics tribe does not know about you two?
But I'm kind of an open book. My family says I have no poker face. Kelly, what do you have?
I think I shared this one with you guys a little bit earlier and everyone was like, oh, gross. I can eat arugula like candy. I pick up a box of arugula and I've always liked spicy. So I just, it's that bitter, spicy. That's how I like it. Kind of weird.
I consume it often, but I can't say it's the favorite taste, but it does have a nice little kick to it.
It does.
I guess the one for me is that being outdoors and I have, since I'm a science nerd, I love to hike and I love to eat things that are out there. So, chew on a piece of sagebrush I'm usually alone or with my family when I'm hiking and everybody's looking at me like, what do you got in your mouth? And so, berries and, just different things that you find outdoors. I kind of love to munch on things.
Yeah. As long as you know which ones to munch on and which ones to avoid.
That's the important part for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for all of this. It's been fun today, but let's land this plane. Do you have any final parting thoughts for listeners?
Well, I just want to thank you for having us part of your podcast. And for me, it's an honor to get this information out to people so they can make their lives healthier as well. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And one of my biggest passions is to find some of the things that have been used over the ages to great success and help share that wisdom with a modern audience. So I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to join me on the Mind Body Peak Performance podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Nick Urban here with Steve and Kelly of Silver Biotics signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Have a great week and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.